Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not how a fight starts. It's how a fight ends.
Okay, what happened?
Well, in this story, it's also kind of how a fight starts because it's really stupid. Yet, at the same time, if you were this man in the moment, you would be blind with rage because there is nothing more disrespectful, disappointing, anger-inducing,
oh boy,
than opening up the package and it's gone.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. This story comes to us from Canandaigua. Police were called after reports of a man striking another person in the face during a verbal altercation.
Oh, Jesus.
And when the police arrived, it seemed that no one was hurt too badly, which is good.
Right.
But they started investigating. And according to authorities,
what happened?
The fight began over cookies. This dude hit another dude in the face.
Over cookies.
Over cookies. Now, we don't have the details of the cookie argument, but I think we know what the cookie argument was. Guy went to the pantry, get some cookies.
And?
No cookies.
Yes. Yeah.
Cookies are gone. Who ate the cookies?
Or like half a cookie with a bite out of it. Like,
what are you doing? Yeah. Right?
That's an even bigger tease.
Dick-ass roommate ate my cookies.
Yep.
So the man accused of the face strike was arrested. He was charged with harassment. He's got a court date coming up. And yes, I know this story sounds silly.
Mm.
And when you say it out loud, a fight between grown-ass men over some cookie disagreement is ridiculous. Except,
what?
No, it's not.
Really? You're going to assault somebody over a cookie?
A physical altercation occurs.
You got to be busted beyond busted.
It ain't about money. It ain't about money.
Well, first of all, you're
two grown men and you're sharing rent.
Yeah. Well, but these could be 20-something.
Yeah. They could be.
Could be.
But we also know some guys, man, that are long in the tooth in the renting game.
But
and they're struggling to make cookie payments.
Hey, Kimmy, I know this guy. I know this guy. Yeah. If his wife didn't let him live with him.
I would have been that guy.
You were upside down on two mortgages
out his rooms.
On an empty house.
I think, to me, this sounds like a younger guy fight because that guy may have splurged on those cookies.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, he might have bought, like Girl Scout cookies, right? Can be expensive sometimes, especially if it's not in your normal grocery budget.
So if I
went to reach for that cookie that I splurged on and you finished the last of the box, that's infuriating.
You know what really sent me over?
What's that?
You got like that six pack of like the Wegmans chocolate chunk cookie.
The fresh out of the bakery ones.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
So you're thinking these are young cats, and I'm thinking they're busted 45 plus.
But either way, I don't think it changes
the dynamic.
Yeah, here. Look, we've all been there. You went out of your way to get something delicious.
Yeah.
And whatever it is in your world, it is waiting in the fridge, freezer, pantry.
But that means your whole life is down to this.
Yeah, man. This is life. This is life.
That was my little treat for the day.
Thank you.
You know,
it is a bright spot in a long day, and you can't wait to put it in your mouth, and you open up the package, and bro, are you kidding me right now? You don't fly off the handle when this happens?
No. It would have been funny, though, if the guy was smugly eating it when the guy walks
half
in. Like,
his mouth.
Like, he knows what he's doing, And he's eating it.
Okay.
Just to stick it to, because that's what, to flip out like that.
Okay. Kimmy, you know why he doesn't get this?
Why? Well, I never bought cookies.
And he doesn't eat anything that's delicious.
Hold on. Your mother is very delicious. She is succulent.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
To the last little taste. No, but I was a fat guy.
Shut up, you bitch. You don't know nothing about
it. You know I was a big, wide boy.
Yeah, and if somebody ate your Pepperidge Farm cake that you were planning on eating over the sink, you'd have freaked out. Kimmy, yeah. Do you fly off the handle when this happens to you?
Well, she's a big
what's
foodie.
What's more infuriating to me is the person that leaves half a cookie. Like, just finish it. Just finish it. And I'd rather open up an empty package than half a cookie left in the package.
Yeah, it's fair.
All right.
Look, whether your little brother does it to you at six, your spouse or your kids do it to you as a grown-ass person and everywhere in between, you will want to start breaking everything in your house. And I am not saying this man allegedly getting violent was right. Obviously, it was not. Yeah. But I am saying, in the top 10 most mad moments I've ever had in my life,
really,
at least four of them were people eating food I was trying to hide. Minimum four. And you never had a roommate, so you don't understand.
No, I've had women in my life.
I experienced this to an extent with my husband because, like, my meal is his snack. So, like, if I save something for lunch the next day.
That sounds like one of those, like, t-shirts that dicks from Instagram, yes. Dude. My meal is your snack. My workout is your warm-up, or vice versa.
So, like, if he comes home late from something, and he just, like, he'll eat all the leftovers, and now I'm left without lunch and dinner the next day.
Lunch and dinner.
Because he just decided he was a little hungry for a little something at night.
Yes. He wipes it out.
Yeah.
Chris writes us on Twitter, and he makes a valid point. He says, if you have to talk to Tommy, exchange the cookies for the alcohol.
Oh.
You got a bottle of booze. Okay, let's bring this up then. You got a half a bottle of Jameson. All right? As we talk about this story out in Canandaigua, 252 WCMF, a man was arrested after allegedly striking another man in the face. When police investigated the scene, they found out the fight began over cookies.
All right.
You got a half a bottle of Jameson.
Well, that's expensive.
It's Friday night.
Friday night?
And you get home. And you walk in, and all of a sudden, your wife has some friends over, came in from out of town.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you know it, the three of them that are there all drink Jameson, and the bottle's gone.
I'm pissed.
I am pissed. And you know what? They know it's yours, and they're smugly drinking it in front of you, from what I hear.
I am pissed.
Oh, what happened?
Because you know, there was a guy here one time. I got a bottle of booze for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And guy walks in the room here while we're on working. Mm-hmm. And he goes, hey, can I have some? And he pours, like, 10 ounces of straight scotch into a glass. And I'm like, what the F, man?
Hey, guy knows how to party.
I still hate him to this day.
You brought him up yesterday, and I couldn't remember why you hate him until just now.
Yeah, so yes, you are correct.
Okay!
But that's an expensive alcohol thing.
Bro, half a bottle of Jameson.
Ain't no half cookie, man.
$15. If I buy
half $15, you're out of your ass.
Yeah, yes. What's a bottle of Jameson right now?
The big boys that I get are 64.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't know you got the big boys. I thought you were buying the $30 bottle.
I don't saddle up to come in second, son.
Except everything else in your life.
Did you say you offered it, though?
He did.
I did, but you don't dump it in there, man.
I mean,
he's pouring like it's iced tea.
Yeah.
All right, Danny.
But I think it's different when somebody goes around your back and you don't know it.
Oh, that's really...
No, yes!
Until you want it.
Especially if my wife offers...
No, because, look, the difference, I agree with you what that guy did. Even though you offered, you dick, was not cool. The dynamic here is not just that somebody took
it's the surprise
you.
Of it all.
Yes, the anticipation and excitement to devastation.
Oh, yeah. It's crushing.
Danny writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I have celiac disease, so I have to eat gluten-free. My wife always eats my gluten-free snacks, leaves the non-gluten-free snacks lying around in the house that I can't eat. When she does this, it always turns into an argument.
I think his wife wants him to die.
I don't think you die from...
No, you just get very uncomfortable.
Yeah, eating gluten on TV.
It's not like great for you.
Do you get, like, the diarrheas?
Yeah, you get the diarrheas.
I don't know.
It affects your whole digestive system.
I don't know what celiac is.
Celiac. You can't have gluten.
Yeah.
What it does to you. Like, if I eat it, if I don't get it or whatever.
Hey, Danny, Tommy wants more information on celiac.
Well, I mean, do I really die of the trots?
Do you die of the trots?
Is it like the Crohn's or like that?
No, because Crohn's is Crohn's. Celiac is celiac.
I don't know.
See, there's a fun little song you can remember. Crohn's is Crohn's. Celiac is celiac. Stupid son of a bitch. The rules you have about personal food is a legitimate conversation you should have with your romantic partner before you start living.
Like, this is mine, don't touch it?
Not so much that. Look, it's one of those things where the way you grew up and how you share food, everyone thinks everyone else does it the same.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? For example, I grew up in a house that was Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, nobody shared.
Everyone for themselves. Mm-hmm. Between my old man, my brother, and my two sisters, you had to hide every extra snack,
hide
candy.
Or get to it first.
Yes. We had like hiding spaces in the fridge for frozen burritos or mm-hmm. freezer, right? There were some massive knockdown, drag out Ali Frazier 15 round, you know, Philippine fights between my brother and I.
Over Hot Pockets?
Well, look, I remember I had this frozen burrito. I was like 16. It was huge. Huge-ass frozen burrito. And I bought like four of them, and I had eaten three of them.
Yeah.
And I hid one in the freezer for later. And I came home, and he had found it, and he had eaten it. And he left the wrapper out, too. And it was it was straight-up fist fight. We were fist fighting in our kitchen over this frozen burrito.
Oh, God.
My wife, on the other hand,
yeah.
grew up in this hippie-ass, everyone-shares-everything food mentality.
Very communal.
You got it.
Yeah.
And she eats all of my snacks and special things, and it infuriates me. And I have sat down with her, like,
special snacks.
Thank you. Yes. I have literally been like, look, we have to have a serious relationship talk, and I tell her, like, listen, this really bothers me, and it's probably some damage I have from being a kid, so please stop taking my fries or sneaking my ice cream that I get for myself. And she won't stop. Right before Easter, I bought a bag of Reese's eggs.
Yeah. Okay.
And I love Reese's eggs. And I hid them in the pantry because, you know, I only eat them on Sunday.
Mm.
2 weeks went by.
Yeah.
And I finally went to go get one of the Reese's eggs.
And?
The bag was there.
Okay.
They were gone.
So the empty bag.
How much time do you give something if you didn't open it, touch it, look at it? Like, I might think he's never going to eat these. And I might open that bag and indulge.
Ask me. Shoot me a text. We live in a world now.
In a world.
Thank you. Where you could just reach out to me at any moment and go, hey, do you mind if I have a blah?
Yeah.
Like, and here's the thing. You take one, fine. She ate, her and my girls ate all of my eggs. All of my
eggs.
It's
got to be tough for you because you can only eat them on certain days. So,
yeah, because
so you really have to give it some
diet
time.
Bitch, baby.
To sit there and stare everybody in the face every time they open
those
the pantry.
Those are my Sunday chocolates.
They were. And here's the ass kicker, too. It was like Sunday at 7:30, which is no man's land.
Yeah, it's winding down.
Yes, like if it was Sunday at 1, like I could, I'm going
away. Day is shrinking.
I can't go.
It's sunset on cheating day. See, I don't share nothing, man.
You don't have anything anybody wants in both possession or life.
See, that's where you luck out. If nobody likes your snacks, I'm kind of in that boat. My husband doesn't really like any of my snacks, so I get them all to myself.
The beer that I have in the refrigerator, nobody likes. My wife doesn't like alcohol like that. She likes wine. The kids don't like any of it.
Your personality.
My personality. I drink really dark coffee that nobody likes. So, yeah, I'm home free.
Good for you, man. That's great.
I hate sharing. I don't
yeah,
like
Yeah, so do I. That's
I hate
the point
it.
Of this.
I don't like they always say you feel better when you give. No, you don't. You take. You always feel good taking.
All right, let's take
I want to be full of take. Tommy full of take. Like a saint.
Saint
Thomas.
Thomas
full of take.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's amazing.
What's that?
What a difference 24 months has made for this locally beloved band.
What happened now?
The band was fractured. They never got the respect they deserved.
Yeah.
They had been resigned to those three band headlining tours at theme parks and state fairs. And now, if this happens, legitimately, it could cement their legacy for generations to come. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, big news for Rochester's own Lou Gramm and Foreigner. All right,
what are they getting?
Ever since their Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction,
yeah,
everything for Foreigner has been roses.
Just coming up, Lou.
They got a massive pop in album and merchandise sales because of the attention. Lou himself is back touring with the band again for the first time in like forever. And now...
So the original Foreigner.
Well, Mick Jones has Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's not touring. But right. Lou is the lead guy.
Yeah.
And now something even bigger.
Wow. Bigger than that, Pat?
They're getting a rock musical.
They are?
Yep. Feels like the first time. The Foreigner musical will be put on next April on Long Island. Why are you making a face?
Yeah, usually musicals are on Broadway.
Yeah, well, it's got to start somewhere. Yeah, yeah. It's got to start somewhere. It's got to start.
Okay. Why Long Island?
Its director has been involved with previous Broadway hits such as Chicago, Rent, Cabaret, and Aida. Am I saying that the right way, Kimmy?
Aida?
Aida?
No, I know what Aida.
I didn't hear.
Oh, no, I know what Aida
is. Aida. Is that Aida?
I don't know what that was. Aida.
Aida. Maybe I wrote it down wrong. The musical will feature 14 Foreigner songs. We don't know what the story is going to be, but it will be debuting in 2026 as part of the 50th anniversary of Foreigner.
Okay. Very huge.
You're being a dick. No. This is a huge,
pretty cool,
huge deal.
Oh, I mean, some of these things, if they're successful enough, they'll make it into a movie.
All the good stuff starts in Long Island.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
The band musical is the pinnacle of iconic popular music.
Well, don't pump it. This ain't going to be Tommy, man.
It ain't. Bro, it only happens for the grandest of artists. And not only that, most of the bands who have had this, it creates a whole new generation of fans.
I think Foghat had one.
What was that one called?
I think Foghat.
You got no joke.
I think it did it on Jones Beach.
Kimmy, Mamma Mia made ABBA huge again.
Yeah.
Jersey Boys had people in the 2010s buying doo-wop albums. Billy Joel and Moving Out. Green Day and American Idiot. Rock of Ages for Def Leppard, Bon Jovi, and some Foreigner songs. Million Dollar Quartet had people buying.
But those are iconic moments in like rock history, which you just mentioned.
Oh, you mean Moving Out? I'm Italian and I'm on Long Island. Billy Joel's song right here.
Like Billy Crystal's doing Billy Joel.
I'm over here doing this. Now I'm over here.
What would the story be, though? Is it like the history of the band?
No, I don't
formed?
Think.
They're making like a storyline with the songs to go along with it.
Because Jersey Boy was about how they formed.
I know. You know that one, too. I'll talk about that. Every other one we've described has its own independent story. Like Mamma Mia is a story of a woman trying to figure out who her father is set to ABBA music.
Yeah, but the songs kind of all fit in there.
Wait, Lou doesn't know who his dad is?
What are you talking about? Kimmy,
yeah.
I'm glad we're on the same page here.
Yeah, no.
You going?
I'm not like a big musical person, and I'm sure like musical people like that are really into theater and stuff probably like turn their noses up at some of the stuff I like. But I have like, I've seen the shows, I've watched the movies, they're very entertaining, and I think it makes it more entertaining when you know the music.
ABBA, when's the last album ABBA put out other than the recent one? 30, 40 years ago? My daughters, who are 12 and 14, love ABBA.
Yeah.
Only because of all of the Mamma Mia's. That's it.
I can't get excited for this one.
Well, yeah, because you're a dick that doesn't have joy
like
in anything.
Any theater, really,
I don't,
do you?
I don't like theater, and I don't like musicals. Why you got to sing everything?
Because it's a musical?
I guess.
Their song. It's their songs.
Are they going to have like hot rods in it because of Lou and stuff?
Good.
Maybe. I mean, they have a song that we just played called Rev on the Red Light.
All right, so they'll be...
You're on your own.
All right.
And Foreigner is perfect for this. Their music fits every generation. Like, Foreigner's music is legitimately timeless. Their lyrics are relatable to everybody. The music, rhythm, and melody is universal. When I listen to Foreigner, tell me if you think I'm wrong, I don't hear a time period.
You sound like a promoter trying to get me to use my venue.
Bro,
let me, what can I do to put you into Foreigner today?
I am dead.
Come
ass.
On, kid. Better get in the Foreigner train. We're going to make some money.
There are some bands
yeah.
where you cannot put a time period on their songs when you hear it. And I think Foreigner are one of those bands.
Right.
Like, if you listen to Foreigner and you didn't tell me what age they came out in, it was someone brand new, you wouldn't be able to place it.
Because okay.
that music would have been popular in the 90s. It was popular in the 80s and 70s, right? It's having a resurgence now, which means it's popular again.
So some guy's going to play Lou.
They're
going to have audition lose.
Okay, what is he not wrapping his head around here?
It could be a whole different storyline. Doesn't have to be about the people in the band. It's just their
How's
songs.
How's that work? I'm
their
going
songs,
to the Foreigner show,
songs,
and I don't
no,
get a Lou?
No, you're not going to Foreigner show.
How are you so stupid? We literally just explained a...
Where's Lou? Due to Macarena.
Okay, I want you to listen to me closely.
I'm listening to you
No,
closely.
You're not, because we've explained this twice now, and you keep going, yeah, but who's going to play Lou, though? All right, 252-WCMF. 252-9263 for the 50th anniversary of Foreigner. There is a Foreigner rock musical
yes.
that will be debuting on Long Island in 2026. It is called Feels Like the First Time, the Foreigner musical. Okay, walk through this with me.
Let's do it.
You ready?
Yeah.
Nobody plays Billy Joel in Moving Out because it's its own separate story. Nobody plays ABBA
yeah.
in Mamma Mia because they wrote the story
okay.
and then inserted the music. Of ABBA into the story to push it along.
Okay.
That is what this sounds like. I don't think it will be a biographical band musical because all of those guys are from different places in the world.
Sure.
Stupid.
Okay. So it'll be the struggles of a young man.
No, I don't know. Oh, my God.
About.
With a hot rod.
How are you so stupid?
I bet you there will be a hot rod at some point in the story. There you go.
He still doesn't get it.
I get it.
No, you don't. I'm looking at your face.
Boring.
Well, I do want. I would be curious.
It's like
to
less.
Know.
It's like let's go see Les Foreigner in Long Island at a strip mall.
Shut up. Shut up.
It's gonna be some abandoned like roller rink.
Is that what it's gonna be?
Yeah.
Abandoned roller rink.
I would go see a roller rink musical.
And hey, joke's on you. All of the roller rinks on Long Island still in operation.
I do wonder what era the story's going to take place.
So, like, when you look at these other rock musicals,
yeah.
I mean, traditionally, they're throwback stories.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, when the song came out.
Right? Maybe.
No, because that doesn't apply to Mamma Mia.
I always pictured that.
They don't really put a time on that.
But yeah, but I always figured, like, because of the music, yeah, I guess you're right. But I always pictured it as, like, the 70s.
Yeah. When they were a hit.
Yeah, but you've never seen Mamma Mia.
No.
I think it's supposed to take place currently. Like, okay. They flash back, but.
So there you go.
Okay.
You saw Tommy. Have you ever seen any other rock musical?
I've never seen Tommy.
You work at a classic rock station.
I know. I like The Who. I don't like rock operas.
I like The Who. I don't like rock operas. I like The Who. I don't like the album they put over acting, idiot.
I didn't like it.
You're an idiot. So you don't like.
I like The Who.
You don't like the album Tommy.
No.
Nobody likes anything Tommy. I understand. That's one of the best rock albums of all time.
In your opinion.
Okay, yeah. In my opinion and the opinion of 10 million people who bought it when it came out.
What musicals have you seen?
What?
What musicals have you seen?
I don't know. The ones that used to come on TV.
Like Grease.
That's called MTV. Mm. That's not a musical.
No, like those crappy ones my parents watched.
Oh, yeah, because
like
you were...
Like War... I never got the ones where it's World War II, but they're singing while they're bombing the Japanese.
Again, they didn't actually do that... They didn't actually do that in the war. Are you so dumb?
No, I didn't. I don't
you
like
don't
it.
Understand that not every movie really happened.
No, but
because you
not...
do treat movies like documentaries. You think that police officers act like Dirty Harry. You think that firefighters
Some do.
All work in Chicago. You're an idiot.
No, but like I don't get like these they just war like but it's a musical and they're all singing in a sub. Like
well,
the song
musical.
Breaks out and the guys could dance and I don't know. It looks. Not realistic.
How do you? Yeah, that's what a musical is.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's a suspension.
What about it is real?
Like, West Side Story is like one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
It's Romeo and Juliet in modern times.
Well, why don't you just do Romeo and Juliet then?
Because you'd be like, oh, what is this story? Like, 800 years old, it's the dumbest thing ever. I don't even like musicals, and I'm arguing for musicals because you're so
Maybe
stupid.
Maybe the problem is you've only ever seen depressing musicals.
No, I saw.
You've never seen like a happy musical.
Oh, Guys and Dolls, right? Musical.
Yeah. Okay, this is like the fifth time this week he's brought up Guys and Dolls.
Well, I'm trying to think of something like that. Is that right?
Guys and Dolls. We're just a bunch of crazy guys and dolls. 252 WCMF. Foreigner is getting their own rock musical. It's debuting next year as part of the 50th anniversary of Foreigner down on Long Island.
What?
Kimmy?
Yeah?
Do these rock musicals bring non-musical people to the theater?
I think so. Like, I'm picturing somebody like my dad. Like, he's probably not usually a musical guy, but, like, for, I forgot what was the one, I think it was one you named, Rock of Ages.
Yeah.
That was, like, a movie, and he loves it. He loves, because, again, he knows all the music in it, so he gets it. It was, you know, set in, like, 1980 or something.
The one weird thing to me.
Yeah.
Because I do like some of these rock musicals, right? But if you are a fan of one of these bands, you are going to hear someone else sing the songs you grew up loving with a story. Yeah. And sometimes that makes sense. For example, Mamma Mia doesn't tour or perform live anymore, so you're not taking away from Mamma Mia. Million Dollar Quartet, you can't see Johnny Cash.
Half of them are dead.
Yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis. But, like, I can still see Billy Joel live, yet people go pay to see Moving Out. Green Day still tours. It's almost like seeing a karaoke version.
It's a cover show. It's like a cover band show.
Yeah.
But it's got a story behind
it. It's a storyline.
It's like you're at Pineapple Jacks.
You're not even listening to me. You're just saying yes.
Now
you
that
get
I'm
to
thinking
some of
about
stupid
it.
Thing.
Welcome to the Pelican tonight, man. We're doing Lou Gramm's show.
I love when you start words with no finish to words. Welcome to the Pelican. We're doing
That's my entire career.
We're doing Lou Gramm's show.
I guarantee you.
A good Pope quote.
This thing's a flop.
Why would it
They
flop?
Don't have the audience for it, man.
Foreigner! They
yes,
were one
they
of
them. I think that Rock of Ages show has a couple Foreigner songs
it does.
In it.
It does.
Yeah.
The saying doesn't go the distance.
What is the distance?
I can't. I'm going to mark this.
How long is it booked for?
What, I don't
I'm gonna
know,
I'm
going
to mark this
idiot.
When they
it's
come
canceled
to town.
In a month.
What is the distance?
It's canceled in a month.
They could just be doing a weekend. I don't know how this works.
Well, if they're only doing a weekend to begin with, they don't have much faith in it.
I love how what is the defined to me? Quote, because you just said quote.
Hey, Cats was on Broadway for 20 years.
Shut up. Shut up. What is the distance?
I don't think it makes it a month.
Okay.
What's the Broadway season? Oh, it's not Broadway. What's the Long Island theater season?
That's not what it would sound like with the accent. What would it sound like? By the way, it does say it looks like the band's going to go down for it as part of the 50th.
You'd have to, yeah.
You wouldn't. Like, I can't imagine what that's like.
What's that?
Like, Lou Gramm, Mick Jones, they're in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, right? They got in there way before they got in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is the stuff that they wrote, that they performed, that inspired so many people and entertained so many people. They're building a story around it to be performed by somebody else. That has to be, like, a very surreal moment in your life.
Yeah. So the career comes full circle, Pat.
It really does. Yes. That's what I'm saying.
It's a great way to wrap up their careers.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, it is.
It's the cherry on top.
That is exactly what I've
yes.
been arguing.
Yes.
Why am I your friend? You are the most frustrating person.
Somebody has
person.
To do
Nobody
it.
Has to do it ever. For God's sakes. Let's take a break.
Come on now.
Shut up.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, there are a lot of movie parts happening in this room.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I got two men hanging out with me. Actually, oh my goodness, I'm sorry, folks, looking on the live stream. I haven't even given you a glimpse of our good buddy. You're hanging out in the break room on CMF. Joining us, the general manager for the Rochester Red Wings. Please put your hands together for our good buddy, Dan Mason.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Mace, how are you?
All right. How about you?
Great right now because, Mace, before we get into what the Wings are doing this weekend, he graces us with food every time he comes in. And the platter that he has brought to us, as I show it to the live stream, you want to describe what they're looking at here, Mace?
We have our barbecue dinner, rib dinner, which will be featured tonight at Spike's Barbecue on the first base side.
Mm.
I brought you chipotle barbecue sauce ribs, mac and cheese, and a delicious cornbread muffin.
All right, so I've been waiting to eat these ribs until we were on the air because that's our kind of tradition here. But you already tried the ribs.
Oh, delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, how
was it? I've never seen anybody eat a rib like that.
Like what?
He's eating it like a chicken wing almost.
Like my dog.
So Tommy's already on the attack.
Yeah.
Because he knows what's coming.
What's that?
Mm-hmm. All right, so first off, before we get into what Tommy did.
Mm-hmm.
As the Wings are home this weekend, we'll get
Wings
to that.
Are home this weekend.
Okay. Oh my God.
What do you think?
Oh
my
God.
Of the rib dinner?
Delicious, right?
That Chipotle is. Like in terms of Chipotle.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. All
right, anyway, so Mace is he's a big muckety muck in this town.
Oh yeah.
Right, been around forever. Well respected.
Yeah, he's the Lou Graham of baseball.
McQuaid graduate.
Oh yeah.
He walked out of South Bend with a degree from the University of Notre Dame.
Very impressive.
I come out of the studio in a commercial break. Dan Mason is on his hands and knees.
Yeah.
Putting together plates of ribs, mac and cheese, and cornbread on the floor.
There's not a table out there.
No,
what
there
was I going to do?
No, I understand.
I can't have you guys go hungry.
So, like, when you were at Notre Dame studying, like, sports business, was there a class that taught you how to get on all hands and knees and put together a barbecue platter for uneducated dicks?
Yeah, food service 101.
All right.
But that's not the worst part of today.
What is it?
The worst part of today, Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the ribs come in, and Tommy does this thing where he's like, I'm going to have a little bit. I'm going to have a little bit.
He has to have a taste.
I have a taste.
I got to fit into a suit soon. I got to.
No, I hear you.
I got to keep it trim.
A lot of pressure for guys with your kind of body. So you picked up a rib and had a bite, right?
I tore into it, bro.
Kimmy, did you see what he did?
I sure did.
What did he do? You want to describe to the audience?
Tommy, because we were also provided, thank you to Dan Mason, with a fork and knife.
To get to the mac and cheese.
Yep.
Yeah. Or enjoy the entire plate.
Tommy shaved off a little bit of that rib with his fork and knife to get a little taste.
You cut rib with fork and knife?
I don't want to get schmutzed up.
I mean,
bitch.
I kind of did the same thing. So
okay.
In this case,
I got a dress shirt on.
Guilty.
It's socially acceptable.
Well, you're talking your mouth open.
Well, I need to use my hands over here, so I can't be getting the board all sticky.
That mac and cheese is so good. Yeah. No, that's fine. You don't touch anything. You don't touch the board. You don't touch the mic. You don't touch listeners. Like, nothing at all. You as a man, a grown-ass man, cut your ribs with a knife and fork.
I did.
You pansy-ass bitch. I just got mac and cheese on my
face. See, that's what happens when you be mean to people.
Is that what happens? Dan Mason, general manager of the Rochester Red Wings. Wings are in town. Now, you guys have been playing in your beautiful lilac jerseys all week.
We've been rocking the lilac all week. We will this weekend, too. Three more days where the Wings will be wearing their Rock the Lilac jersey-inspired lilac-inspired jerseys and hats.
Okay, so the most important question, I think, for all jersey nerds, and I assume everybody, will those be available to bid on after, or are we holding on to those till next year?
Holding on to them till next year. But you can buy them in the Red Wings team store, along with all kinds of other tremendous Rock the Lilac drip available in the Red Wings team store.
Who taught you drip?
The kids.
Yeah, he works with young men.
Again, like, how do you find a way to say everything you say sounds so inappropriate?
I just said young people.
Yeah.
Well, young, they're men.
Youngsters. Younger, well, there's women people, also. Yeah.
There's no women on the team.
He works in the office. He's batting fifth. I saw him on all fours. His back doesn't have it anymore. All right, so Mays, Wings are in town tonight. What you got going on?
First fireworks night of the year.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Nice.
And it's supposed to be like 80 and sunny.
Yeah.
Best night of the year to watch baseball.
And you get fireworks.
And we got fireworks. Mm-hmm. And we have a cooler bag giveaway. Rock the Lilac cooler bag giveaway.
That's pretty cool.
It's a nice 12-pack or your favorite beverage in there. Tomorrow, game time 6:45, we've got a pint glass giveaway. Rock the Lilac pint glass giveaway. We've got fireworks again.
Damn.
And Bruce the Bat Dog will be coming back to fetch bats tomorrow.
Is this his first appearance of the season?
It's his second appearance of
the
season.
Okay. All right. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Bruce the Bat Dog is owned by like a private person.
Josh Schneider.
Okay. So did you go to him and say, you know, we would like a bat dog? Or does he come to you and go, you're not going to believe what my dog does?
No, we searched Josh out.
Okay.
And he, you know, Milo was our first bat dog.
Yep.
Josh is... trained him to fetch bats, and after Milo's passing, we got Bruce, and Bruce has been doing an amazing job.
So how many dog trainers that teach dogs how to retrieve baseball bats exist in America? Because you're not the only – I mean, there are lots of teams that do this.
Yep.
Like, is that a legitimate business plan, teach dog how to get a baseball bat?
It's probably big money.
That's a great question. I don't know. It's pretty rare. You know, otherwise – bat dogs would be dime a dozen.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
You're welcome, everybody.
Right, and then Sunday,
game time,
1:05, kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi. And tonight, we'll be serving this barbecue dinner at Spikes Barbecue on the first base side.
Oh, my God, so good.
Creamy mac and cheese.
It's so good.
Chipotle barbecue sauce ribs, or you can get regular barbecue sauce ribs, however you want. And then cornbread muffin.
Timmy, can we talk about mac and cheese? Because Tommy has really bad mac and cheese takes, and I don't want you to say a word right now. Because Dan Mason with the Red Wings joined us. The mac and cheese is brilliant.
Yeah.
Because
it all tastes the same.
Because
it's
thick and creamy.
I mean, it works if you get a little bit of the like rib sauce in there too.
Yeah.
It's like
no, but the consistency.
You talk like a trucker.
What?
You should. No woman should
Most
say those.
Most people enjoy mac
like,
and cheese.
I like
know
when
how
my
you
cream gets on my rib sauce. It's really delicious.
It is. There's a reason mac and cheese goes with barbecue.
Yeah.
Like, even when you're a fat guy, you should know this.
No,
it was a very male take.
You have the worst. He's got the worst mac and cheese takes of all time. He thinks that, like.
It's all the same.
Baked mac and cheese.
Oh, it's not the same.
Thank you.
Noodles and cheese, man.
No, it's not all the same.
Shut up.
Many different versions.
I mean, if you mix lobster in it or something like that.
Lobster. Don't even look at him.
I can't.
He's like a bad dog. You make eye contact, he's going to chase it down the street. So the only thing that sucks, Tommy.
What's that?
About, like, serving ribs.
Yeah.
Because this is a special event, the ribs
special
thing,
tonight,
right?
Yes.
I mean, you can't get them every week. These ribs are delicious.
Yeah.
But every guy that makes ribs is either going to, A, be like, oh, my ribs are better than this, which, by the way, I just taste them. They're not.
Yeah.
Or B, want to talk to the guy who makes the ribs under the guise of, like, what do? Only so he can go back and tell him what he does to make his ribs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no man in the rib game can just enjoy another rib.
No.
It's like... There's some compulsion where if we're going to talk ribs, I'm going to tell you why we might rip
top shot. It's a measuring contest.
Like your chef over there.
Yes.
Unbelievably good.
Yeah.
Does he stay away from the concourse so he doesn't have to have these conversations with psychos? Because I would if I were him.
No, he walks the concourse and gets feedback from the fans.
What?
He does.
Well, see, what I got a Traeger at home. What I do is I smoke in a hall. Like, I know right now just saying that, my phone is going to blow up on Instagram. See, actually, what you got to do? All right. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
Also,
after
you finish your rib dinner,
sure.
What
we are introducing a new item tonight for the very first time.
What we got?
For dessert.
What we got?
Ice cream nachos.
Ooh.
If you go to our socials, you'll see it. It is, so you know when you get nachos at a ballpark?
Kimmy, you know when you get nachos?
You get it in a container, and there's a little space where they put the cheese sauce.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
So we've substituted the cheese sauce with hot fudge sauce or chocolate sauce or caramel sauce, and then you get... ice cream with whipped cream on top and waffle cone chips. So you take the waffle cone chip, you scoop up the ice cream, and then you dip it in the chocolate sauce.
It's amazing.
That is amazing.
Ice cream nachos. Tonight, making its debut at Innovative Field.
Do you share ice cream nachos, or am I just getting those for myself?
Because you're just getting them for yourself.
I'm thinking of how that could get complicated.
We
got to
eat it quick.
You got to eat it quick.
Oh, my God.
It's
going to
be 80 degrees.
What a dick.
It's going to melt.
That's all ice cream. He doesn't like ice cream either. You see the cycle?
It's so weird.
You don't like ice cream?
I never did, even as a kid.
Yeah. No ice cream, doesn't understand mac and cheese.
And I don't like soda.
I don't like
and
soda.
He also doesn't
I don't
like to share his food, so he's out on all of this.
Well, anyone other than Tommy can get your ice cream nachos tonight.
Oh, I'm sure it's delicious.
All right, so
it's amazing.
So to recap everything you have here, very special tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Ribs are all weekend or just tonight?
Just tonight.
All right, ribs are just tonight. You're not Dan Mason.
I listen to Dan.
He knows.
No, you don't.
I do.
And to explain Mamma Mia to you three times 15 minutes ago. So ribs tonight at the ballpark. First pitch?
6:45 with fireworks tonight, a cooler bag giveaway tonight. Tomorrow night, we've got Bruce the Bat Dog. We got fireworks and a pint glass giveaway Sunday. Kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi. We'll be rocking the lilac all weekend. It's really a tribute. Not only are the players wearing the lilac-inspired swag, but it's really a tribute to all things Rochester. For instance, between games, we'll be playing 394, 95, 90. Where a lucky fan has to guess whether it's 394.90 or 5.
Or they had to run across the highway.
We show an exit.
You get some ribs.
We show an exit, and right. Fans have to guess if it's.
Wait, you show
you
me the
see
exit?
That exit.
All right.
On 394.90 or 5.90.
Wow.
Also, we'll be bobbing for White Hots in Genesee River Water. All kinds of great promotions between innings.
Wait, say that again.
Bobbing for White Hots in Genesee River Water. So we go down to the river. Scoop up a bunch of water, put some White Hots in there,
sure. Yes, you do, yeah.
And then we give two fans 30 seconds, see how many White Hots all they right. can get.
Well, the good news is,
what's that?
Anybody, so what night are you doing the bobbin for White Hots?
Probably tonight and tomorrow.
Okay, so the good news is, anyone that wants to go down and try to do the bobbin for White Hots, you have a chance to win, because Tommy's mom is no longer with us.
Game time tonight, 6:45, fireworks tonight and tomorrow.
Wow, she got nine of them in there, in one shot! Mace, always a pleasure.
Yeah, good to see
Thank
you,
guys.
Thank you so much for the ribs.
You got it.
Really
delicious.
Appreciate it. All right, well, bro. Oh, send our, what's the one I'm looking for?
What?
When you want to tell the chef good job.
Chef's kiss?
Well, no, I don't want to kiss him. Compliments.
Oh, compliments.
Compliments.
Yes,
I'll kiss him. I don't know. If he's into it, it's fine.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.